News. I'm Sherry Preston. Special Counsel Robert Herr, who investigated Joe Biden's handling of classified documents, appears before the House Judiciary Committee today. ABC Chief White House Correspondent Mary Bruce is in the hearing room this morning.
The president and the White House furious over Herr's characterization of Biden as a sympathetic, well-meaning elderly man with a poor memory. The White House has said that was gratuitous and inappropriate and overshadowed the fact that, unlike Donald Trump, President Biden did not obstruct this investigation and was exonerated. But some of Donald Trump's closest allies in Congress actually sit on this committee. They are now demanding the full transcript of Biden's interview with the special counsel.
Also on Capitol Hill today, a classified briefing from U.S. intelligence agencies on the security threat posed by the Chinese-owned TikTok. Lawmakers threatened to ban the app unless the owners divest. Three preschool-aged children, the driver of a school bus and the driver of a semi filled with sand, all killed in a fiery crash yesterday in Western Illinois. This is ABC News. An infamous influencer in trouble again, Andrew Tate, picked up by cops in Romania and hit with an arrest warrant from Great Britain. ABC's Tom Rivers has the story from the Foreign Desk.
A spokeswoman for Andrew Tate says he and his brother were held Monday evening on allegations of sexual aggression in a UK case dating back around a decade ago. The Bucharest Court of Appeal is set to consider soon on whether to execute the warrants. Four women initially had reported the two to UK authorities, but the Crown Prosecution Service here decided not to proceed. The alleged victims then turned to crowdfunding in pursuit of a civil case. Tom Rivers, ABC News at the Foreign Desk.
And in Massachusetts, $500,000 basically washed out to sea. Homeowners in one section of beachfront spent the money on a protective dune made up of 14,000 tons of sand, but just 3 days after it was done, a storm washed it all away. I'm Sherry Preston, ABC News.
I joined the Carpenters Union 15 years ago as an apprentice, got free training, and have been able to advance. Now I'm a superintendent running high-profile projects in Madison that change the city's skyline. I'm looking for skilled and experienced carpenters. If you want to join my team with great pay, better benefits, and a chance to advance, apply today. Call 608-240-0314 and press 0 to apply. That's 608-240-0314 and press 0.
Hi, I'm Pete Schwabe, an actor, writer, director, and comedian. Join me for my new show, Nightlight, here on the Civic Media Radio Network. We'll chill after a long day in traffic, talking politics, or trying to look busy at work. We'll talk movies, TV, theater, music, and lots of fun Wisconsin stuff. So mix an old-fashioned and join the discussion. We'll go from Wisconsin to Hollywood and back, and you can still be in bed at a reasonable hour. It's Nightlight with Pete Schwabe from 7 to 9 p.m. on Mad Radio, 1580 a.m. and 92.7 FM, WMVX.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
For Civic Media News, I'm Nate Wegehout. Here's what Wisconsin needs to know. Another two-year college in Wisconsin is closing its doors. The University of Wisconsin in Milwaukee said Monday it will close its branch campus in Waukesha after the spring semester next year. The Universities of Wisconsin blame falling enrollment, changing demographics, and budget constraints. The presidential campaign returns to Wisconsin this week. President Biden will take his message to Milwaukee Wednesday.
He's focused on preserving democracy in this country after insurrectionists stormed the Capitol and tried to overturn the free and fair election results, restore Roe versus Wade after Donald Trump appointed Supreme Court justices that overturned it, and keeping the greatest American comeback story going.
White House Communications Director Ben LaBolt speaking to ABC News. I'm Nate Wegehout, Civic Media News.
Bucks face the Kings. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Milwaukee Bucks wrap up their West Coast trip tonight in Sacramento against the Kings. Bucks head coach Doc Rivers asked just how much has Damian Lillard made the difference in scoring.
I think Dame and Giannis. I just think the combination, you know, I don't even look at them as one. You know, I think the combination of them is what creates all the action.
College basketball, the Wisconsin Badgers headed to Minneapolis for the Big Ten tournament. As the number 5 seed, they host either Maryland or Rutgers Thursday afternoon. NFL, the Packers making moves in free agency. They signed Raiders running back Josh Jacobs to a 4-year deal worth $48 million. On defense, they added Giants safety Xavier McKinney with a 4-year contract worth $68 million, an average of $17 million per year. The Packers saying goodbye to running back Aaron Jones and left tackle David Bakhtiari. GM Brian Gutekunst releasing a statement thanking them both for their time in Green Bay. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
This is your hometown radio, Refreshed, keeping you informed, entertained, and connected locally across the Civic Media Network.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and breezy today, and with all of that and all the dry stuff laying around out there, we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today, so just be careful with fire. Our high today is 68, the wind southwest 15 to 25. Tonight down to 39, tomorrow partly cloudy 64. We could see some rain tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Outside
Tuesday
now,
on Nightlight,
it's 50.
I welcome entertainment reporter Rob Thomas for an Oscar wrap-up and comedian Roger Rittenhouse. It's Nightlight with Peach Wabba from 7 to 9 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
We're not sure what's better, a win at Camp Randall Stadium or just hanging out at the farmer's market. This is Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Yeah, that's
still
true. Wake up! Wake up!
Oh, God. Mad Radio WMDX and 92.7 FM, 1580 AM. Broadcasting from the capital city, Madison. I'd love to play that full cut sometime. I don't think we ever
screaming
have.
Screaming lady.
Yes. Yeah. I don't think it was a rant about, you know, look out for Trump. Wake up, folks. Wake up.
That's right. Yeah, that's what that was.
That's what that's from. But I'd love to hear the cut. I'm not quite sure where that is anymore.
We'll dig it up.
Yeah, we'll dig it up somehow. Okay, we like to talk about Christian nationalism on the show because it is it's huge. For some reason, it's starting to catch on, and the media is actually starting to talk about it and write these stories about this subject. I'm amazed. I'm stunned. I think it's about time we start picking up on the biggest danger in this country. And we're seeing it all over in the red states, by the way. You know, a lot of these book bans, I mean, that's based on Christianity, protecting our children, of course. Abortion bans, everything. Mm-hmm. You know, IVF, yeah. The whole thing. It's just picking up steam. And
well, that's part of the new MAGA platform. Right. I mean, right. You know, and they fired 60 Republican operatives from the Republican National Committee yesterday.
Yeah.
Trump's daughter-in-law, or it's one of the Trump people that is in charge of the RNC now, and they're just, they're firing people left and right and making it the Trump party, period.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah, and this is a big part of the platform.
Right. Project 2025 is going to clean house, and they're already starting to do it. So it's this whole transformation is happening before our very eyes, even before Trump is elected, supposedly in November.
Well, even before he's nominated and gets the nomination. Yeah.
So anyway, Christian nationalists, let's talk about this. There's even a darker plan in place. Okay. The president and another senior official at the right-wing Claremont Institute are both closely involved with the shadowy Society for American Civic Renewal, SACR, an exclusive men-only fraternal order which aims to replace the U.S. government with an authoritarian-aligned regime, and which experts say is rooted in extreme Christian nationalism and religious autocracy.
Hmm.
All of
Where's this from
sentence.
Again?
That's just one sentence.
So, where's this from again, John?
This is from our country.
Okay.
This is the Claremont Institute.
Okay.
And the two people in charge of that, and they're also part of the Society for the American Civic Renewal. All right. Now, okay. here's some other facts on this. Another guy with this is a former soap manufacturer and would-be warlord Charles Haywood as the head of an armed patronage network which might at some point find itself in conflict with the federal government. These are all in secret documents that have been released. The Guardian had this story. Haywood also wants to recruit shooters to help defend the extended, quite sizable compound they're building, in which he occupies on the western fringe of Carmel, Indiana. Okay, this isn't some foreign country. The latest construction project on the compound is a six-bedroom faux classical mansion. Faux classical, you know, this sounds familiar, right?
Faux classical, okay.
That's the column-style Athens-like architecture that Trump wants to rebuild America with. He wants to do all the new federal buildings in this faux classical style of architecture.
He's into the columns. That's just
they are recruiting a brotherhood who understand that the nature of authority and its legitimate forceful exercise is the way to run things. It all sounds crazy, scary,
kind of scary.
Weird and dark.
I'd go with scary. Right? I'm going with scary.
Yeah. There are five organizational objectives that encompass nepotism. Okay, now we're seeing that with the new RNC chief and assistant, right?
Yes, right.
We saw that in the Trump White House. It was all nepotism. No one brings it up. But that's what it's all about. And this encompasses what this new organizational objective is. Nepotism in business practices, the grooming of new and emerging elites within this SARCR, and experts say, and apparently, insurrectionary political project. So they're thinking about an insurrection and taking over the country once and for all. And that is the Society for American Civil Renewal. Keep that in mind just in case, you know, somebody gives you a card with their name on it that says, I'm with the Society for the American Civic Renewal, give me a call sometime.
yeah, we'll talk. Okay.
Yeah, no. QR code on that one, too.
Okay.
let's see that, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And like I said, you know, in the red states, this is happening all over the country. Tennessee Holler had this. Senator Frank Nicely, nice name, said this, with 2/3 vote, we can remove any judge or DA. And I'm not kidding. I mean, this is the plan. Check this out. Here's the audio.
With 2/3 vote of this body, we can remove any judge and DA, and we don't even have to give them a reason. So I propose that every year we pick a soft on crime judge or a soft on crime DA, vote him out of office, scare the rest of them, and before long we'll have a judicial system that we can be proud of. Thank you.
Scare the rest of them.
Wow.
So if they think that you're soft on crime, and that would normally be a woke individual or a liberal progressive individual, they would get rid of them, and they don't need a reason. They can just fire
just
them,
do
get
it.
Rid of them.
Yeah.
And that'll send a message to all the other judges and DAs out there to watch themselves. I mean, this is life with the threat of being fired. You know, your job, your livelihood. This is just an amazing thing.
They
amazing
want to run it like a crime syndicate, you know, a mob boss. And, you know, you don't play the game, you're out.
Well, here it is.
2/3 vote of this body, we can remove any judge and DA. And we don't even have to give them a reason.
No reason. No reason at all.
So I propose that every year we pick a soft on crime judge or a soft on crime DA.
You know, make it a party. You're a drinking party. We pick one.
Yeah, just pick one.
Let's take a vote.
Vote him out of office. Scare the rest of them.
There you go. Scare the rest of them. I mean, they're telling us the plan, what they want to do.
Showing it all.
It's crazy stuff. It is.
It's nuts.
And now, and now they're going after contraception. You know, we never do that. We never. No, you know that they are. You know.
Oh, that's next.
You know.
Next on the list.
Oh, you know.
Oh, you know.
I'm doing the mean farmer, which, by the way, we forgot to play this morning. Okay,
it's not
here we
too
go.
Late. We can get to.
Yeah, we could probably get to one. here it is. The Right to Contraception Act, which aims to protect access to contraception in the state, would guarantee doctors the right to provide information and prescribe contraception to patients, right? However, Senate Majority Leader Sonny Borelli, this is, what state is this? Yeah, I didn't put that in here. Anyway, Sonny Borelli has indicated his opposition to the bill, suggesting that women wouldn't need contraception if they refrain from having sex. It's pretty easy, right?
That's it.
That's it.
Well,
right there.
That's okay.
And you might remember Froster Freeze a long time ago, okay, a former GOP mega donor, suggested in 2012 that women could use aspirin as a form of contraception just by placing it between their knees.
okay.
On the federal level, Republican senators blocked a bill, and this is, again, they are going after it. They blocked a bill in 2022 that aimed to protect the right of contraception. And not only that, but Supreme Court Justice Clarence Thomas suggested considering the 1995 Griswold and Connecticut ruling, which upheld the right for married couples to use contraceptives without government restrictions. They want to look at that. They want to get rid of that. There's no right in the Constitution that says you should be able to do that.
Oh, boy.
Yeah. This is crazy stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I don't even know where to go with it.
It's like you're saying, it's amazing that they're throwing all this out there, you know, now.
Yeah.
Getting all of this stuff out there before even the convention, the Republican convention. It's just get everything out there and see what sticks.
Yeah.
They got nothing else. So let's scare the hell out of everybody. See who rallies around us.
Now, we've heard, Trump is the moderate on Social Security and Medicare, right? He's not going to make any cuts to that. And then all of a sudden, there's this interview, and we found out just the opposite.
You changed your outlook on how to handle entitlement, Social Security, Medicare, Medicaid, Mr. President. It seems like something has to be done, or else we're going to be stuck at 120% of debt to GDP forever.
So, first of all, there is a lot you can do in terms of entitlements, in terms of cutting.
There you go. So he's thinking there's a lot you can do with cutting. All right.
Absolutely. Yeah. Let's go to the phones. Dick is online. 608-879-8255 is the number. Good morning, Dick.
Good morning, guys. And another thing we learned, now you see Kelly's hawking his new book. He's got a lot in common with Mark Schott. Kind of guess we knew this all along, that now he's talking about good old Hitler. You know, he had some good ideas, just like Mark Schott said.
Yes, exactly.
And this is some great idea. He was good on the economy, is what he's told Kelly.
Yeah,
that's right. Yeah.
Wow. So, yeah. You know, well, they'll justify it any way they can. You know.
And then
you're talking about John Kelly's book, right?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Yep.
I mean, is it surprising at all? Not really.
No.
Not really. I mean, well, it is in a way. Yeah.
The scary thing is, or a hopeful thing, I should say, I don't think there's enough certifiably insane people in this country to vote for him. And that's what you'd have to be to vote for him.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I thought Scott Walker recall election, and I was wrong. So
yeah, well, there's that. I was too.
Dick, thank you for your phone call. Yeah. We appreciate that.
Thanks for your call.
7:19 coming up, making sense of in vitro fertilization from the MAGAs.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. calling all visionary leaders, change makers, and soulful CEOs who are on the edge of your next leadership evolution. It's time to release any lingering chains of expectation, raise the floor on your standards, unleash the authentic leader within you, and expand your brand impact. Unleashed Live is brought to you by Soulseed LLC, where they facilitate transformation by creating an environment and experience that supports you to embody greater authenticity and step into expanded leadership, supported by practical strategy. Join Amber Swerner, transformational leadership coach, business strategist, and founder of Soulseed Strategy, based in Madison, Wisconsin. Soulseed LLC is proud to work with the mission-driven leaders, visionary thinkers, heart-centered service providers, and businesses not always included in traditional business environments, who do business differently. Join us April 4th and 5th for Unleashed Live. Register now at soulseed.com.
You're listening to Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Mad Radio, WMDX, 92.7 FM and 1580 AM, Madison. And that is one of the great songs of all time.
Yes.
Lakeshore Drive, Eliot Haynes and Jeremiah.
LSD. You know,
I almost fell off my theater seat when that song came on.
Yeah.
On the Marvel movie. Oh, I'm losing it here.
Marvel movie. Okay. Lakeshore Drive was the song.
But they played the song. They played Lakeshore Drive in the Marvel movie. Galaxy. Sam,
I don't know.
You're a young guy.
I am not a fan of Marvel movies very much.
No.
Sorry. Oh, the truth comes out. Okay.
All right.
Yeah. We'll look it up.
Ask Guardians of the Galaxy. Guardians of the Galaxy. That song came on. I mean, it's such a local, regional hit.
Right.
And it was
Chicago
just a fantastic
band,
song. Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's just it was so great to hear that in a major release worldwide.
Well, and people thought it was about LSD because Lakeshore Drive, you know, LSD. So, but yeah, what was the name of the band again?
Eliot Haynes and Jeremiah.
Okay. Yeah. It was a big regional hit back in the day.
Fantastic stuff.
Yeah. All right. Have you heard about this new Mar-a-Lago employee? You remember the classified documents thing? That's kind of been on the back burner for a while.
Right.
But well, Trump employee number 5 has come out of the woodwork, and his name is Brian Butler. He's been sitting on the sidelines because he didn't want to get involved, and you know, now apparently now he is coming out because he doesn't want to be charged, or maybe he's facing these charges, but he's looking for a deal. We don't really know why. But he's central witness to the classified document. He was actually the guy, it turns out, that ended up moving these documents around. And the story goes that he's now speaking out publicly because he just believes the voters should need to hear the truth about his former boss and the case before the November election. So here's the deal. He along with Walt Nauta, another personal aide to Trump, and Carlos de Oliveira, something like that, a property manager, they were the ones that actually moved these documents, and it all happened on the day. Here's the odd thing. It happened on the day that the prosecutors were actually sitting down with Trump's attorneys and meeting with the Justice Department at Mar-a-Lago. They started moving the documents around while they were meeting with the feds.
In your face.
Yes.
Oh, my God.
This happened on June 3rd, 2022. This Brian Butler guy, Trump employee number 5, received what he remembers as a strange request from Nauta. He wanted to know if he could borrow an Escalade from the car service that Butler ran for Mar-a-Lago. Trump and his family were about to fly to New Jersey that day for the summer, And it was typically, that was when Butler and his valets who handled the luggage and that kind of thing got it onto the plane. But it was a request for that car that was a little bit unusual because he asked him in just an unusual way, typically didn't handle this kind of thing, but Nada and De Oliveira loaded up the vehicle before it drove to West Palm Airport. And then after he loaded up the luggage, they ended up going back and moving these boxes of documents into the Escalade. Butler said he didn't realize the banker's boxes contained anything out of the ordinary. He just thought it was unusual that he was doing these boxes. And now then he realized what they were later. Now he's coming out to let everybody know.
Yeah, well,
it sounds like he may have been trying to get some legal help from the Trump organization or Trump, and that didn't come through. So he's letting the cat out of the bag. So
it's possible. Maybe he's just seeing that trial go south. It's not really happening. It's going to be delayed.
Yeah.
And perhaps he just wants to get all this out there right away before, everybody forgets and it does get delayed, or, Trump becomes president and gets rid of all of the legal problems that he has, basically.
Yep. Just wipe them off the books. Yep.
Trump does have a problem. He has a financial problem.
Yeah, he's out of money.
This is a billionaire that all the megas admire so much. Yeah, this guy's a great businessman. He must know what he's doing. He should be in charge of the country. He's a billionaire. He is a billionaire, except well, maybe this current message that he has is letting the cat out of the bag a little bit.
I am very humbly asking if you could chip in $5, $10, or even $25. I know that times could be tough, and they are tough under this horrible president that we have, crooked Joe Biden.
Yeah, that's right. That must be it.
How are those gold sneakers selling? Didn't they discount those?
Well, they discounted them. I mean, they didn't even have them manufactured yet. They were taking orders.
He's literally copying a Bernie Sanders ad with that. Are you guys familiar with the once again asking meme from Bernie Sanders? It was from his campaign 4 years ago, and it turned into a huge meme. I am once again asking, and then you'd put something there. And this is literally Trump doing the same thing. Wow. I want to see it become another meme.
All right. Well, let's try it. Let's get that out there.
I am very humbly asking if you could chip in $5, $10, or even $25.
He doesn't need money. He's a billionaire, folks. I don't know what you're thinking.
Why doesn't he get the MyPillow guy in on this? He could do this kind of commercial.
Yeah, I don't know.
Isn't he also bankrupt?
I'm talking terms anymore.
Isn't Mike Lindell like also bankrupt and facing a ton of criminal cases?
Yes.
Yeah,
exactly.
I think he is. Yeah. Can't advertise. Fox has banned him, basically.
It all worked out
in the end, these villains and the Escalade. I mean, is there a better villain car than the Escalade?
Oh, I know it.
Black Escalades. Please.
That's what they use. Yeah, that's what they've got. A fleet of them.
Wait, we got the special message here.
I am very humbly asking if you could chip in $5, $10, or even $25.
Ooh.
I know that times could be tough, and they are tough under this horrible president that we have.
That has nothing to do with him. You're the one that's broke.
He's whining. He's whining. It's really getting shameful. I mean, it's just awful.
I just can't get over that. That is not good. That's not a good look.
Now that his daughter-in-law is co-chair of the RNC, I'm sure they're going to get a lot of money coming in now.
Pay the legal bills. Well, we're not going to say we're not going to, but
right?
What? Yeah. Oh my goodness, and then of course the GoFundMe page and all this other stuff.
The wheels have come off the wagon; it's rolling downhill sideways.
But we know that he is broke now. We know that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, and everybody knows.
Is there any way to not know it after this?
I am very humbly asking if you could chip in $5, $10, or even $25. I know that times could be tough.
The thing is, when he's saying this, he's wearing a sandwich board, and he was out on the
he went to talk to Elon Musk not too long ago, and didn't he give him any money?
No.
Elon just said he wasn't going to support either.
Candidate money.
Yeah.
No candidates are getting money from Elon. And I think that was the whole thing, right?
That's it.
Oh, we're out of time here. We got to take a break.
Got news and weather and Pam Yonke's farm report. We're coming back. Maybe just a better me. Now come in with the Tiffany's and take a shot of Hennessy. I know I'm not there mentally, but you could be the remedy. So let me play my violin for you.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Why choose Weikert Realtors? Because your community is our community. We're your neighbors, your students, your chefs, your soldiers, your builders, your actors, your musicians, and your radio personalities. We love this city as much as you do, and that's why we want to help you live your best life here. Because we are your realtors. Call us today and let us help you find your next home. 608-821-7002 or visit Weikert-LakePoint.com. Weikert Realtors Lake Point, a home for all.
You can always continue the conversation on social media. Share your thoughts when you find and follow Civic Media on Facebook, X, and Instagram.
Wisconsin's Alice in Dairyland sharing a little March Madness. I'm Pam Yonke with a quick update on what's happening in food and farming news for a Tuesday. We'll find out what the March Madness campaign's all about next.
Go on the offensive against weeds with Antares Complete from Helena. Antares Complete eliminates early weed competition with long-lasting residual control of broadleaf weeds and grasses. With a balanced premix of three herbicides, Antares Complete combats herbicide resistance and helps soybeans achieve a faster, more vigorous start to the season. Take a tactical first strike against weeds and protect your soybeans early with Antares Complete. Always follow label instructions and check registration before use. Contact your Helena representative to learn more.
Ashley Hagenow is our current 76th Alice in Dairyland, and she's using the energy from March Madness to focus in on Wisconsin's more than 600 types of specialty cheese. She's creating her Wisconsin Artisan Brackets.
So this month, we have a unique spin on Wisconsin cheese, and that's tying in the joys of March Madness. So during the month of March, as under our Alice in Dairyland Wisconsin Cheese campaign, we have our Wisconsin Artisan Cheese Bracket. So just like you might have your favorite sports teams, now we can determine which cheeses are our favorite as part of this cheese bracket this month. So lots of special things when it comes to celebrating Wisconsin cheese, and there are so many varieties to choose from.
That's Ashley Hagenow. She's our current Alice in Dairyland, capitalizing on the March Madness with a little dairy focus. Now you can follow along with the activity and vote your favorite cheese by following Alice in Dairyland on Facebook. Ashley says that already the Colby Jack has bested cheese spreads in the very first week of voting. It's all online now. Alice in Dairyland on Facebook.
Looking to grow new ideas for your farm? Then visit the WPS Farm Show. For 62 years, farmers have been coming to the show for the latest in farm equipment, services, and technology to boost their business. Don't miss this year's show, filled with ideas to help you grow. Mark your calendar for March 26th through the 28th at the EAA Grounds in Oshkosh. For more information and a full list of exhibitors, visit WisconsinPublicService.com.
And congratulations to Rachel Hartman from Algoma. She just graduated from the American Farm Bureau Federation's Partners in Advocacy Leadership Class 11. That means that she is focused in on how she can speak up for production agriculture. Rachel and her husband Eric raise beef cattle and their two sons at Lakeshore Land and Livestock in Algoma. She said that by graduating this program, she has become more confident and intends to pursue a career in public speaking. That's a quick update on what's happening in food news for a Tuesday. Don't forget, more available anytime you want it at MidwestFarmReport.com, Midwest Farm Report on Facebook. I'm PM Yonke.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Matt and Air on Air.
It is going to be sunny, warm, and breezy today, and with all of that and all the dry stuff laying around out there, we will have an elevated grassland fire risk again today, so just be careful with fire. Our high today is 68, the wind southwest 15 to 25. Tonight down to 39, tomorrow partly cloudy 64. We could see some rain tomorrow night into Thursday. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 49.
I assumed I couldn't work. They only saw a disability, but I was ready to work. I am dependable, trainable, and productive. Then someone decided to believe in me and say, yes,
And once you say yes, Thinkability Wisconsin will be there, providing transition and workforce support for people with disabilities and their employers to help shape a better future for all. It all starts when you say yes. Join the movement at thinkabilitywi.org.
There's nothing better than the Vilas Zoo and the Old Brick Gardens. Except maybe Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
It's all yours, boys. Do with it what you will. Let's try not to break the furniture or spill anything today, okay?
That's not tall order. We've destroyed the entire lobby already. Mad Radio WMDX 92.7 FM at 1580 AM. We're just rock and rollers. That's all.
Yeah. That's it. Yeah. Like it's to have a little fun here and there.
It's as simple as that. Join us maybe on join us on social media as we destroy everything.
Watch us release like a wild tiger into the office.
That's it. Yeah. Yeah.
But thank goodness we now have our State Street camera for those of you that are watching on Facebook and YouTube or wherever you're watching us on Twitter, wherever.
Still not very busy.
It looks a little cloudy.
Yeah.
There's a car waiting for the light to turn green. it's a beautiful shot, actually, of State Street.
Looking just turned green. There they go.
Yeah. The race is on.
Oh, the traffic is really picking up. There's a garbage dump truck.
Oh, turning right onto State Street. My God. Wow, I hope he doesn't get a ticket.
He's heading up toward the Capitol to get rid of all the garbage up there that they're producing. It's
Soylent Green, right? All the Republicans. Pack them in, crush them.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Okay.
Got to be a bitter mess. All right. Let's get to something that is so bizarre from Patriots of Fire.
What is this?
I saw this picture and I thought, oh, well, this is fun. It reads, "My spouse recently had a blood draw. The RN said she knew immediately he hadn't been vaxxed because his blood was beautiful. Most of the blood she sees now is thick like sludge. Doing IVs, the veins are clogged many times. She's had to suction the vein just to get an IV in." Okay? I mean, that's the post.
Well,
that's the post.
That's it?
Little bit of anecdotal stuff right there. Nothing too scientific. So anyway,
what's the reason of this?
Well, the vax.
Yeah.
If you get vaccinated with COVID, the vaccine, it makes your blood thick, very thick.
That's
you have to suction. You got to suction the vein to get blood flowing again. So anyway, Josh Trebek, an ER doctor, responded with this. He said, "I see lots of blood. There's no such thing as vaccine-induced thick blood sludge that clogs veins and requires suction. Why do I even need to say this?" He says in parentheses. "Also, we don't tell patients they have beautiful blood." yeah, I get it. I truly get that.
Maybe the nurses are just trying to, encourage the patients or something when they do see.
Just ad libbing.
No, it doesn't make any sense at all. Just they're making small talk, maybe.
Yeah. Well, maybe. Yeah, maybe they're doing that.
Yeah. I don't know. Okay.
All right.
Time to pause.
I have this other story.
Why are you hesitating?
It's developing. It's continuing. It's getting worse now. George Stephanopoulos talked to Representative Nancy Mace about rape. Right. I mean, this whole thing got out of control, and Nancy Mace wanted to make a big deal about this. Yeah, the victimhood card came out for her, and I just thought maybe you'd want to kind of check out what happened with Stephanopoulos. Not much ever happens on a show, so this is one of those moments. So let's check it out, Aaron.
Judge. Guilty of doing.
He defended himself over that and denies that it ever happened, but he was not found guilty in a criminal court of law. It was a civil judgment.
Talking about Trump.
Civil judgment is okay, but a criminal judgment
is
not.
This is different, and they didn't even input all of the evidence into the civil case either, because some of the information she provided wasn't even accurate or correct. But to sit here and ask me as a rape victim to try to shame me for my political choices is wrong. And I think it's offensive.
You can repeat that again and again and again.
And I'm going
to,
because I find it deeply offensive.
You don't find it offensive that Donald Trump has been found liable for rape?
I find it offensive as a rape victim that you're trying to shame me for my political choices. And I've said again repeatedly, E. Jean Carroll has made a mockery out of rape by joking about it. I don't find that funny. Well, rape is not funny.
You've made it
rape
perfectly
is serious.
Clear. You've made it perfectly clear.
Rape
you're comfortable.
Is serious.
It is
it's
serious.
It's not funny. And it shouldn't be made a mockery of. But it if is. You want to defend a woman who made a mockery out of rape, then you go ahead and do that. I'm not going to do that.
Well, actually, what you're doing is defending a man who's been found liable for rape. I don't understand how you can do that.
Not in a criminal court of law. This was a civil judgment over sexual abuse, not rape, by the way, and she made a mockery out of it.
Can we pull up the Washington Post headline right there? In fact, it has been shown to be rape. The judge affirmed that it was, in fact, rape. Donald Trump was found to have committed rape. That's just a fact.
That is a civil judgment, not a criminal court. They're two very different things, and you know better.
Well, I just showed you the facts.
You know better.
You show that you're very comfortable with what Donald Trump has done.
And what you've done is offensive to women who've been raped. What you've done this morning is offensive.
Is that... That's breathtaking. I mean, you're going to parse a civil...
Yeah.
The argument seemed completely vacuous. Needless and just and she is playing the victim in this in a very odd, strange, sick way. I think it's just I know Stephanopoulos is like, what are you doing? You know, it's just so strange, right?
She's just jumping through hoop after hoop to maintain her cognitive dissonance. I don't get it.
There you go. That's exactly
yeah.
it.
Thank you, Sam. That, yeah. Well
that
said.
That's perfectly so.
Yeah.
It's, man. Oh, well, anyway, I just thought I'd get that out of the way because now she has come out with a statement after this, all of this hit the fan.
Okay.
And she's saying now, and sadly, that she will not appear on ABC News anymore.
That's... Throw it down.
Boy, I tell you, man, she, what are they going to do now? You know, what is ABC News going to do? They're going to have a hard time finding guests.
I guess so.
For Nancy Mace.
Yeah.
I don't know. All right. Boy. Now we get into the embryos thing. You know, embryos are children, right? You'll get decisions like that in courts if they use the Bible instead of actual legal, leagues, law, whatever. You know, I forget what all of that is about anymore. We're actually going by the Bible, right? That's what it's all about.
Well, is this the Alabama case?
Yeah, this is the Alabama case. You know, it's still getting kind of crazy, you know, right? Mm. You know, the court ruled that. And then fertility clinics and patients would be exposed to an immense amount of potential legal liability. And under that framework from this court, Supreme Court, patients would be able to bring wrongful death suits against doctors for the normal failures of embryos in the testing and implantation phase. So doctors would either have to charge more for an already expensive procedure to cover massive legal insurance costs to avoid IVF altogether. And remember, long time ago, there was this thing called tort reform, and Republicans were against anybody suing anybody, especially doctors. They limited the amount that they could be sued because, you know, people were making a lot of money in frivolous lawsuits and stuff like that, which is untrue, by the way. But this was their big deal. Now they're bringing back lawsuits, and they're allowing people to sue. They want people to sue for large amounts of money. It's a complete flip-flop, and that shows you just how completely changed the Republican Party is, actually. Again, we heard Don Jr. mention yesterday that there is no such thing as the Republican Party anymore. It's the mega party.
Yeah,
and now
that's
we
it.
Know that. Now, there's more on this. Throughout the process of creating, growing, and testing embryos in lab, many as 50% to 70% of embryos can be lost. Similarly, in the pre-implantation stage of natural pregnancies, many embryos don't survive. Only 8% of Americans say that IVF is immoral or should be illegal. But the story is more nuanced than that. Approximately 31% of Americans and 49% of Republicans support considering frozen embryos as people and holding those who destroy them legally responsible. So it's starting to be accepted. Now, a lot of this stuff, you know, is crazy at first, and then it becomes normalized because of press coverage. And the Republicans repeat it over and over, and now it's normalized.
Well, go back to that original statement there. Throughout the process of creating and testing embryos and growing them in a lab, as many as 50 to 70% of embryos can be lost.
Yes.
That's an amazing figure right there. And then in the pre-implantation stage, many embryos don't survive. So now doctors are going to be held liable and for that.
It's so insane that you obviously know now that if you create a legal system based on the Old Testament, it doesn't work, right? It's incompatible. So if we became a Christian nation, a Christian nationalist nation, then something is definitely going to be wrong, and it's going to be wrong all the time, and we'll have situations like this cropping up all over the place. And I think, you know, we should keep in mind that as we talk about this, we're not talking about other important things in life. You're really, really, really solving the real things that we really need to progress with and move on and make life easier and less expensive. Instead, we're talking about all these side issues that shouldn't be there they keep bringing up. The Republican MAGA party is basically bringing this stuff ad nauseum all the time, and it's getting absolutely tiring. Isn't it?
It is, and they're just seeing what sticks. What can we bring up next that's outrageous and crazy and wrong, and maybe it'll catch fire.
You know, maybe it would.
Maybe let's try this one. You know, what's next?
Yeah, I know. And you know, and then we were privy to the information that the Supreme Court allowed us to know that the 14th Amendment means nothing. And that they create out of a whole cloth the fact that Congress has to come up with something to determine, you know, if there's an insurrection or not. No, that is all new. That is all something that doesn't make any sense at all. And I've got a little track here from legal scholar Sherilyn Eiffel. She had this great commentary in regards to all of this. And I kind of always refer to her in regards to any kind of legal thing that comes out of the Supreme Court. Check this out.
There's the illusion that it's unanimous. I mean, I suppose it is unanimous, but it's not really.
Right.
You have the concurring justices who are like giving the 1-2 punch and saying to me what has been the most serious, harsh, and I think not really given enough attention statement about what's going on with the majority on that court. And I will say nothing has shaken me as much as the language in that concurrence.
The suggestion that the conservative justices on the court are basically trying to shield future insurrectionists.
I can't even say suggestion. They said
explicitly,
the majority attempts to insulate all alleged insurrectionists from future challenges to their holding federal office. Attempts assigns intentionality to that majority. That should frighten all of us. We should be sitting with that people say, well, why didn't they dissent? I mean, I would have liked for them to dissent, at least dissent in part as well, but they are telling us in no uncertain terms, as clearly as they possibly, these are not wild-eyed folks. These are their colleagues on the court, and we have seen them try to toe the line, try to maintain relationships, try to be as careful as possible. And when they make a statement like that, if we refuse to pay attention to what they are telling us is happening on the court, that is on us, not on the majority. Even Amy Coney Barrett, the one conservative woman on the court, who, of course, tries to, you know, scold the women by saying we shouldn't air our dirty laundry. But she says even she didn't think the decision had to go that far. The only reason she's telling us that is because they obviously were having conversations behind the scenes in which she, too, was hoping that the guys would be able to control themselves and restrain themselves enough to just issue the decision in the parameters in which they needed to. So you've got four women saying...
ringing the alarm bell loudly.
And we're all going on and saying, well, but it was 9-0 and it doesn't matter and this is not what's important. And anyway, it's, you know, Section 3 and it's after the Civil War. And it's like, there is a bell ringing, folks, and they are telling us.
That is the bell, and they are telling us. It is crazy, crazy. And we're going to try to get an attorney on this because I really have to find out about, I want to find about money is free speech, you know, Citizens United. I want to find about the gun decisions that they put out there. Everything the Supreme Court has done, which is huge, major decisions, have been destroying this country left and right. So we have to do something.
7:49, we're coming back with This, That, and the Other, Odds and Ends and Leftovers, right around the corner, coming up.
You're listening to Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for the Todd Lawball Show.
Keeping you informed, entertained, and connected to your local community. Here's Terry Barr with the Civic Media Radio Network.
What do you think of when I say the blues? Turns out the Madison area is home to a longtime active group of blues music enthusiasts. Formed 30 years ago, the Madison Blues Society offers events and education for everyone. Here's Society President Steve Porter.
Blues Society is a vehicle for people to support local blues, both musical events, musical performers, just spreading the word on the blues to the younger generation, to the public in general.
Longtime Society member Sherry Davis explains why the blues means so much to her.
It moves me. It's real. It speaks to me. And I feel like it's a way I can express myself.
Learn more about the Madison Blues Society and check out some upcoming events at madisonbluessociety.org. Until next time, I'm Terry Barr.
Mad Radio, WMDX, Madison's home for Nightlight with Pete Schwabe.
Terrific, if you like eating leftovers.
Leftovers?
Leftovers?
I kept the leftovers.
The leftovers!
Just some leftovers.
Leftovers for a week and a half.
We ate those leftovers!
Funeral leftovers?
The day we eat all the leftovers!
I'll just have leftovers.
Leftovers. Enjoy.
Do we enjoy it? Yes, we enjoy leftovers.
We love them.
I mean, yeah, the flavors come together.
Yes, they do.
In the refrigerator. After you cook them, you put them in the fridge, and they come out the next day, and everything is just coalesced. And now it tastes even better than it did when you originally put it on the table.
Really?
Whenever you microwave something in plastic Tupperware, and then you kind of mix it all together, it just adds a little something.
Yeah.
I think it's the plastic melting, but
microplastics. Yes. It's always healthy.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX. Hey, we've got something brand new to tell you about. You can check out the Civic Media Daily News Podcast. All of our different stations have them here on WMDX. You just go to mad.radio. That's mad.radio. And you'll get all the local news and sports and entertainment and weather. It's our daily news roundup podcast. So go to mad.radio and check it out here in Madison. Okay. All right. Okay.
We'll do that.
You got it? You're right.
Should we do it right now?
I don't know. Sure.
Hey, does anybody want coffee?
Yeah. You're late. Where was this guy when we needed him?
Does anybody want coffee?
Okay. Get out of here. All right.
All right.
Okay. I wonder who makes the coffee for the coffee guy.
I don't know.
Maybe
that's
it's
a good
this guy.
There we go. Yes, thank you.
Anyone who sounds like that has to be up like at 3 a.m. making coffee or something like that. The
thing is, he's walking backwards. You know, it's just kind of weird.
reminder, we'll be at Short Stack Eatery tomorrow. Tomorrow from 6 to 8, stop by, say hello. We're at 301 West Johnson at Short Stack Eatery tomorrow. We'll have some t-shirts to give away and some fun stuff.
And we have a guest. We've got John Cavalla, cartoonist, showing up tomorrow. We're going to talk
to
him.
Pal.
Yeah, he's got Dork Tower. And by the way, not only that, but he is the creator of Apples to Apples. So yeah. We'll talk to him about that. Yeah, it's a big game, and he's a multi-billionaire now.
Is he really? Wow, good for him.
Yeah. That's okay. What happens when Mattel buys your game.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay, I got trash here that I haven't been able to get rid of. Okay, and it has to do with Wisconsin Law of Liberty. Okay, and this is, you know, there's this war against DEI. We haven't talked about that for a long time. Federal lawsuit, Wisconsin Law of Liberty challenges DEI internship programs. The records reveal rampant race discrimination in these programs, including against, get this, black students who felt pigeonholed by social justice questions and then shown disappointment when their hardship wasn't bad enough. Now, in that sentence alone, I've got to tell you, there's a lot of implication, and there's a lot of feeling, and there's a lot of interpretation, but there isn't any substance. Can I say that? Okay, here. This is out of the actual legal document. According to these employees, law students reported feeling pigeonholed and needing to say that they were interested in social justice because of their diverse identities. Many students who are interested in business, corporate, or other areas of law are rightfully offended by this. Are they rightfully? Yeah, a lot of assumptions. And you know, this is Wisconsin Law of Liberty. Yeah, what am I?
Okay.
What can I say? Right. It goes on. These employees reported that students of color were being asked about their diversity when white students were not. Did they know that? These employees also reported that law students described the program as trading in trauma. That's weird.
What?
More specifically, students of color have expressed that they are being asked different questions than their white counterparts are. They express that. You know, they're not sure. It's possible. For example, being asked, what's the hardest thing you've had to overcome? And then the interviewer showing disappointment when the answer isn't bad enough. Really? That's kind of an interpretive thing there. And I'm not quite sure this is an actual case. Yeah. And just I want you to understand that this DEI thing, they're going at it from a different angle, Wisconsin Law of Liberty. They're going to black students because we would think reversely, right? This is a white power thing. They want to protect white dominance in the workplace or at universities, whatever. But in this case, they're doing it just the opposite by going with black students who are feeling, you know, hardship, and they're feeling a little uncomfortable and pigeonholed, and they're disappointed when this hardship wasn't hard enough. It's a different approach. Yes, yeah. it's coming from another angle on this. It's pathetic stuff. You know, they're really scraping the barrel with this.
I guess.
But we'll hear more about DEI. There are a few stories out there floating around. It's still picking up steam. And in fact, I guess there's a court that allowed DEI to happen in the business places. You know, I think it's Florida. I think down there they wanted to prevent businesses from executing DEI programs. And I think a court blocked them from doing that because, you know, it's a free speech thing.
Yeah.
who would have thought, right? All that First Amendment. We're going by the Bible now. You know, God says we should be more, you know, whatever. Just, it's crazy stuff.
It is. Oh, well. One more item, you know, coming back with this one more time. I mean, we've mentioned this a couple of times, but Don Jr., you know, says the old Republican Party is dead. I wonder how actual, you know, non-MAGA Republicans feel about this, that Don Jr. has made this announcement. He says, quote, the Republican Party no longer exists.
I got it right here. I got the cut. Let's listen to it. Okay.
We got just a minute.
I think the RNC is going to be a little bit more of that old school establishment that Republican Party, frankly, no longer exists outside of the D.C. Beltway. But, it takes a little while to make that transition. But again, I think, you know, the moves that happened today, I think that's the final blow. Yeah. People have to understand that America First, the MAGA movement, is the new Republican Party. That is conservatism today.
That's it. That's it right there.
Yeah. Because they let go of 60 people from the RNC. Just cut them loose. Yep. They're gone.
We ought to get my dad on the show because he voted for Trump in 2016, and we all shamed him into doing otherwise for 2020. And I want to get his take on things. He doesn't like to talk politics, but
it'd be great to hear.
If we can bring him in.
I love it. Okay.
All right. That's going to do it for John and Gordy. Thank you to Sam Davison. And tomorrow we'll be at Short Stack, Eatery 301 West Johnson, 6 till 8 a.m. We hope you stop by and say hello. Have a great day.
All right. Take care.
Your home for the Devil's Advocates with Dom and Crute. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6.
I like your stories and your reporting. Great show.
Mad Radio 92.7 WMDX.
Hey, everybody, Todd Allball. Tuesday, noon to 2, Jay Rothman closes UW-Waukesha. We'll continue to follow it right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Do you owe back taxes? Call Tax Solutions now and get some help. For a limited time, the IRS offers a tax forgiveness program called the Fresh Start Initiative. Our team can make it easier for you to pay back taxes, avoid tax liens, and get a fresh start.
I call Tax Solutions now, and they got the IRS off my back.
Call Tax Solutions now. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193. 800-281-8193.
You're listening to Mad Radio.
WMDX 1580 AM Columbus. W224 EG Madison.
And always streaming on the Civic Media app.
ABC News, I'm Sherry Preston. On Capitol Hill today, Special Counsel Robert Hur, who determined that no charges were warranted after classifying